Chuck Schumer rushes Lankford's more migration bill to Senate vote. By Neil Monroe on February 2, 2024. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, is rushing the Senate to a migration vote on Wednesday, ensuring little time for senators or voters to understand the 200-page rewrite of immigration law. Will Republicans have an opportunity to speak as it relates to this bill and perhaps even modify it? Senator Todd Young, RN, asked reporters in the Senate after the rush schedule was announced. The details are going to matter, Senator Kevin Cramer, RND, told Fox News. Next week could be a quick turnaround, but, the thing about text, and why it's so important in this context, is that the legal language matters a great deal, he said. Leaks suggest the bill seeks to reduce President Joe Biden's 2024 migration crisis by redirecting yet more illegal migrants toward new legal doorways. The greater inflow helps Biden's donors because the migrants inflate the nation's consumer economy as they compete for Americans' housing, wages, and aid programs. Senator Kyrsten Sinema, IOZ, one of the three Senate negotiators, earlier admitted the need for great care in writing immigration laws. Even the most minor change can have unintended consequences, Sinema said in a January 29 tweet. You've heard me say this before, border and immigration policy is one of the most complicated areas of American law, we can't afford to make a mistake. The GOP negotiator. Senator Mike Lee, RUT, is demanding more time and cited a month-long study period when the complex 2013 Gang of Eight amnesty was introduced. Common courtesy would suggest a bare minimum of 3 weeks, Lee said on January 24. But Schumer said a few days are enough. We plan to post the full text of the National Security Supplemental as early as tomorrow, no later than Sunday, he said on Thursday. That will give members plenty of time to read the bill before voting. Schumer is rushing the vote to Wednesday, February 7, partly because the Senate is out of session from February 10 to February 25. The two-week-off period would allow the public to organize against the Democrat-backed, wealth-shifting, more migration bill. Immigration law is designed to resist the huge pressure of foreigners pushing at U.S. borders. Related, thousands of migrants processed in one U.S. border town in one night. But, like with a submarine, any flaw can allow a gusher of disruptive migrants to flood into the nation's labor markets, neighborhoods, workplaces, and cities. In 2013, for example, the Senate's Gang of Eight initially wiped out the legal foundation for a much-touted employment verification promise. Moreover, senators cannot understand the impact of the new bill unless they can understand the interplay of the new bill's language with existing laws, regulations, and judicial decisions. The GOP negotiator, Senator James Lankford, R.O.K., said the bill includes a completely novel section of immigration law. Punchbowl News reported on February 1. Newsy details from Lankford on border package. Biggest part will be the creation of a new border emergency authority called 235B, which he described as expedited removal, non-custodial. This is also where the 5,000 number will be addressed. It will be one of the longest portions, because it's entirely new, Lankford adds. Skeptics will want that section vetted by GOP immigration lawyers for possible landmines. Any ambiguities will ensure lengthy lawsuits by rival lawyers that the U.S. Supreme Court may try to dodge. For example, there are four current lawsuits over the legality of Biden's decision to import more than 1 million migrants via the little-known parole side door for emergency cases. The suits say that Biden's parole releases violate the 1996 update to the parole law that says parole must only be given on a case-by-case basis for urgent humanitarian reasons or significant public benefit. Similarly, Congress overwhelmingly passed a 2008 bill to help foreign children who were trafficked by criminals into the United States. But the William Wilberforce Trafficking Victims Protection Reauthorization Act of 2008 created the vast unaccompanied alien children, UAC, doorway. The doorway was quickly used by smugglers, illegal migrants, U.S. employers, labor brokers, and cartels to vastly expand the indentured child labor business in the United States. Christian works a construction job instead of going to school. He is 14, Carolina packages Cheerios at night in a factory. She is 15, Wander starts looking for day labor jobs before sunrise. He is 13, said the photo captions in the New York Times 2023 articles about the Congress-enabled commercial abuse of children. The inflow of roughly 500,000 child migrants from 2008 to 2020 has been augmented by another 480,000 children, youths, and youthful-looking adults during Biden's term. The millions UAC will likely walk through the 2008 loophole this month, marking another family separation caused by the economic incentives of U.S. border rules. Biden's vast migrant inflow has suppressed wages, spiked housing costs, cracked public support for migration, expanded chaotic diversity, and minimized elite concerns for sidelined Americans, all while boosting Wall Street. Unsurprisingly, this migration-based economic policy is very unpopular, and is likely the biggest threat to Biden's re-election campaign.